There is such an important strategy on Instagram that so many people are missing. A strategy that can help turn views into followers and committed community members. Followers and community members into action takers, and action into actual results. And that strategy is your pinned posts. Because here's the thing, your pinned posts should not be random, and you shouldn't just be pinning the things that you think are the most popular with your audience. You should be pinning things strategically, because when you do this and when you get these right, when they are intentional and aligned with a customer journey, they don't just sit pretty on your grid or help show off that popular content. They work to help call in the right people and turn people into profit in your business. And that profit, of course, you getting to live up to your mission and vision and help those people, the beautiful circle of business life. Your pinned post should show people who you are. They should build trust and that she's the one for me feeling fast, and they should guide people to take the next step. So if you're pinning it random or you haven't touched these tiles in months, this episode is going to give you the clarity and structure to help turn this around and turn those pinned posts into something so powerful for your business. So let's dive in. As a female online business owner with dreams of more income, more impact, and more freedom, you know there's more potential in your business waiting to be unlocked. But figuring out how to shape and transform your biz and get seen, loved, selling, and scaling can feel like, well, a mystery. So how do you cut through the noise, create offers that deeply resonate, sell and scale without you always being on, all while creating a life you love? That is exactly what this show is about. Welcome to Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale. I'm Corinda, your small biz marketing sidekick, digital offer strategist, and online biz bestie. With tens of thousands of digital offers sold, tens of thousands of people helped, and millions of dollars in revenue generated in my own business as a small business owner. And through this podcast, I am here to share it all. You'll gain clear, actionable insights, strategies, and shortcuts to master your online marketing, build scalable online offers, and create a business model that works for you as much as it works for your people, so you can grow your income, amplify your impact, and free up more of your time. Let's get started. All right, today we are diving into something that might look like a small part of your Instagram and can sometimes be overlooked, but has the power to completely shift your results. And these are pinned posts. Yes, those three little tiles pinned at the top of your grid that so many people overlook or just chuck random posts into, or might not even know that they could pin things to the top of their grid. And we are going to talk about why these pinned posts are actually one of the most powerful tools in your Instagram content strategy, how they can connect your people to your business and create your results, and more importantly, exactly what I recommend they should include to do this. Because here's the truth, your pinned posts are this prime real estate of your brand. And to be clear, you can pin three posts, any type of post, be that a carousel, a reel, a single image, for example, or a single graphic to the top of your main profile. And then you can also pin an additional three reels to your reels tab. And this strategy of what we can pin there in terms of what these posts actually show people or make them feel or drive them to do is the same strategy in both of these places. Because when somebody lands on your profile, they are going to see what I would call like your home profile, three pinned posts. If someone finds you from a reel and they click through your profile that way, people actually land on your reels tab of your profile and they will see these three pinned posts there. and then hopefully head over to your main profile and see the other three as well. It is absolutely a win-win, and this works no matter how anyone finds your account. And I want to reiterate a real life story around this, because this stuff happens each and every day when people implement these strategic things on Instagram and start to see more results. And you may have heard me touch on this in last week's episode, where we were actually talking about your brand messages and how when you have this magnetic brand message, it should actually be distilled into your bio. And there was a beautiful club member who used my brand message templates, techniques, and this bot that I created to write messages for you, added that to her bio, and her following rate doubled without her creating any additional content. And in that, I also shared how she then changed her pinned post strategies and started seeing more action. So she was calling the right people in to her account. They were seeing she was the one for them, scrolling down further, seeing these pinned posts, smashing that follow button, and then taking action from them, because she has them now set up in the same way I am going to go into today. So let's talk about exactly what I would suggest that you are adding to these pinned posts. Now, if you are listening to this and you are in the Content Mastery Club, please jump into our training in the club about this, because we have exact training on this. But more than that, we have the exact template. So I want you to be able to use those to shortcut that even further. If you are not in the Content Mastery Club, I would love for you to be in there so I can support you even deeper than what I can do on this show, not only with high-level strategy, but exact step-by-step, deeper dives, templates, AI bots, and my support to implement all of this. So head to the link in my show notes if you are listening to this in real time. The Content Mastery Club is actually opening up again so soon. So get your name on that VIP list. If you are in the future, hi from the past, and you are listening to this, hit that link anyway, because the Content Mastery Club, who knows, could be open right now, or it could be opening really, really soon. And you will see on that link everything that the club is about, because we go well beyond Instagram into how to ignite your entire business through content marketing for more income and impact as a whole. Because as we know, Instagram is just one part, but it's an important part, just like these pinned posts. So let's dive in to this pin post trio. So the very first thing that I want you to think about pinning on your bio actually goes hand in hand with the strategy we spoke about last week, and that is your brand message. Who you are, what you do, why choose you, and that unique you-ness. And we started working through some stuff in last week's episode to help you understand your brand more. And it is so important that you have complete brand clarity and that you are showing this off in so many different ways. One of the ways I want you to do this is this very first pinned post. So this pinned post, the one that connects with people as soon as they land there, it should create some instant awareness of who you are and what you do without, dare I say, being too salesy yet. And now I want you to get salesy in your world. Selling is serving. You absolutely should be showing people how they can go deeper, but I don't want you to do this just yet. The first pinned post that I want you to do is actually something that aligns with what you stand for, what you do, who you do it for in your brand. So for example, for me, I help business owners get seen, loved, and selling through content, copy, compelling marketing, and I help them do this with complete ease. This is my brand message at This Is Co. So what I actually do when I pin my very first post is I try and pin something that shows that I can help them with content, copy, compelling marketing, that I can get them seen, loved, and selling with ease. So at the moment, like at the time of recording this, I actually have a post pinned, which is how to story tell better for your business, but it is actually filled with templates and a signature formula that I use to actually tell stories. And what people can do is comment the word story on that, and they instantly see, oh my gosh, this person's speaking to small business owners. She's helping with content. She's giving templates. She's giving shortcuts. She believes in that stuff. She's giving me so much value. She's got this comment story thing, which gets people engaging, right? Connecting with you. And it doesn't have to be a keyword to get people engaging, but that's what mine is at the moment. And it sends them this Google Doc. So all of a sudden I'm in their DMs. They didn't have to opt in for this, although you can use that too. But what I've done is I've connected with someone. I've really gone through and I've shown them, hey, this is what my world's about. And I want them to engage in some way if possible. So I have people commenting that story keyword. There's so many different things that you can do here. And sometimes this might be where you actually pin a post that was the most engaged with, the most liked, because a lot of the time that stuff, you've been talking about your topic, it's been in an engaging way, it's been useful and helpful for people, so they have engaged. It might be something that engages or entertains, educates, activates, or inspires. And what you want to do is pin that in this place. So when they land there, they can instantly see this thing that they're like, ooh, I love this, right? They've got that feeling of this is for me. I'm in the right place. And bonus points if you could have them actually physically engaging with you in some way, saving this post, sharing it, commenting on it, whatever you can do to get them to actually physically touch your Instagram profile, because that's also going to send amazing signals to the algorithm to keep showing your profile to these people. The next thing I want you to do once that one is set up is start to think about how we compel people in our world. And this is a really, really, really important, very important skill to have as a business owner, because a lot of people create this connection content, high engagement content quite well. It's what I would call surface level content in a way, but they don't really understand how to compel or convert people. And this is the game changer in business when you actually have this content clarity at how to connect, compel, and convert. So what I want you to start to do here is think of this compelling type content. And what we mean by that is things that increase your credibility and or the desire for what you offer. And this can go either way, right? And what I would start to think about here is how can you show off, for example, a signature framework that you have? How can you tell a story that shows your credibility or tells a story that is a client outcome or shows like behind the scenes in your brand into your sourcing process for your e-commerce goods or your packing process, but in a way that is still engaging for your audience to see, but actually takes them deeper? How can you show people why they can trust you and how you do what you do? So for example, my pinned post at the time of recording this actually says, waking up in 2024 with the Australian number one marketing podcast wasn't on my bingo card, but here we are. And it's actually me showing that I am credible in the area of marketing. It is also then a carousel. For example, this is the one pinned on my home feed. It is a carousel that actually then goes into my methodology for the podcast of Seeing, Love, Selling, Scale, which is the methodology for my whole business. And it goes through and shares some episodes so people can move deeper into my world. So here I really want you to start thinking about showing your approaches, showing your process, your methodology, or like people you work with and the outcomes that they have received. This is really something that you want people looking at that bio and saying, oh, she can help me do this thing. Wow, she's given me value from this first post. I can see I'm in the right place, and instantly start understanding what makes you credible, what makes you the one, what makes you special, trustworthy, different, in this niche, in this business. So some of the things, for example, that I've had in the past is a client found me and they were thinking this, and you might be thinking this right now. Here is what we did to change their thinking. And now these are the outcomes that they got. And with this also, if you can link this to the next stage in your business or to a freebie or to something like that, you can also do this here. So these pin posts can do so many different things. And one of the things that we always want to be doing as well is moving people to the next stage in our business. Now, I said you could do this on pin post one if you wanted to link, for example, like have so much value in the post itself, but also link to a freebie that goes further, that's an actual opt-in to build your email list, do that for sure. You can also do this at this second stage. If, for example, you are doing something that's like, this client worked with me and we did this and we use this methodology and comment keyword and I'll send you this methodology because you've got this in a freebie. Or it's like, we source our products from here, come with me on a trip to the manufacturer, see behind the scenes, see our goods, comment blah, blah, blah for 10% off your first order. You can absolutely be doing that. But what we want overall is this post that actually is going to compel people to build this trust, to have them saying, wow, like there is this level that makes me want to move forward here now. And then for that third pin post, I really want you putting here something that is made to help people convert. So this could be something like a lead magnet. It could be directly to an offer. It could be a direct invitation to book a call with you, what your packages are. It could be a carousel of your latest e-commerce release with a keyword of like, comment this word and I'll send you straight to the page to shop now before this sells out. I literally want you to put something here that converts people. And again, selling isn't salesy. When you learn to sell in a way that is actually connected to people's desires, people's pain points, people's situation, that actually sells in an engaging way that isn't necessarily just screaming, hey, buy this today, then you can feel so much more confident with selling, so much so that you are proud to have this as a pinned post on your actual feed in that prime real estate and see people moving forward from it. And this is exactly what that beautiful human saw in that story I was telling you before. When she started getting more followers and turning those people to action, she started getting more leads and more outcomes in terms of people actually converting. So at the time, for example, of recording this, my pinned post on my home feed in that third position is chatbots I've built to save 2 to 5 hours in my biz each day and how you can build them too. And what I do is I go through and I say, like, chatbots are more than just time saving. They actually get results. And I've got some social proof pinned there. And then I said, these are the ones that I've built, my most used one, my most used two, my most used three, my most used four. Start to think about this. You can create a post like this in your business that is like, do you want to look blah for summer? This is how the girly pops are doing it. Here's our most loved thing number one, most loved thing number two, most loved thing number three. This could be your packages. Are you wanting to move away from this and achieve this? Here is what happens when people are in our world. And here's the three most popular ways to do that. And then I call people to action. I say, if you want this for yourself, meet me in the caption. And in the caption, I have the keyword to comment to sign up to this program and learn this. And it has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of comments. And it has made me hundreds of sales from this pinned post. And people can come into my world and on the same minute, hour, day they find me, be commenting on that post, be joining my list when I've got things that are list building there as well. So I really want you to think of the way that you can convert in this third place. So again, this could be something like a freebie or a lead magnet, your core offer, product or service, DM conversations with you. It doesn't have to be like something they can buy immediately. It is converting them with intention to this next step. Because one of the things you always need to be doing is thinking about your customer journey. When people find you on Instagram, when they find you on social media, they shouldn't be staying there. They should be moving to that next step. Now, this is whether they are finding you on your feed or in stories, wherever you're posting content, your intention is always to connect, compel, and convert, to move people from content to this next stage. And when you think about it, these pinned posts are a mini customer journey. And this is exactly what I'm always harping on about, teaching and preaching about Instagram content. You need to have content clarity that moves people forward. It does not just build a following on Instagram and keeps them there, because likes and followers and engagement doesn't pay the bills. conversions do. And I want you to always, whenever you can, and we're going to go into that in a second, because there's always nuances to these things, right? There's always duality and nuances in business. But whenever you can, just stock standard having three posts pinned on this home feed that connect, compel, convert. And where possible, when you are making reels and using reels that have this as well, really replicating this strategy to pin three reels that do this over on your reels tab. But to be clear, you can pin your reels to your home feed as part of this strategy. You can pin carousels, posts, or reels. It just so happens that all of mine at the moment are actually carousels. That's what I really love making right now. But you can pin anything there. Over on your Reels tab, you can only pin Reels at the time of recording this. So you're going to want to have three Reels specifically that communicate in this way through content. Now, here's the other disclaimer I wanted to mention. There are times where you can break away from this. So first of all, done is better than perfect. If you don't have three posts right now that connect, compel, convert, but you've got three posts that connect really well, pin those at the moment. And then aim to put content up with the idea that this could be experimented with as a pinned post, and I'm going to see how it goes. So that's nuance number one, done is better than perfect. Nuance number two is that this strategy is something that you can be doing all year round, but there are special events that are going to be happening in your world as a business owner that you may also want to draw attention to. So this could be launches, it could be sales, it could be events, it could be something special that just happened in your business that you want to draw more attention to. And when this is the case, what I really, really love to do and to help people to do, and again, if you're in the Content Mastery Club, you have these templates, is actually create a seamless banner over all three of these posts. So for example, let's take Black Friday. If you were doing a Black Friday sale, you can have a banner that you post in three different pieces that when you save it, creates this big banner over those three pieces that says Black Friday sale on now, shop this. And in every single one of those three captions, you can have like comment this right now to shop the sale. And then this is actually going to come up in people's news feeds, maybe once, maybe twice, maybe three times, who knows? It's an awesome thing to happen. And I love the fact that when they're broken up, they actually create a little bit of extra curiosity, by the way. So I know you might be thinking, but Corinda, when I post this, and if it hits my newsfeed, if you don't have that trial feature at the moment that Instagram have been doing, that I allow you to only post to your actual home profile and it doesn't hit the newsfeed. That's an interesting one that some people have right now. But even if you need to post this and they go into people's feeds, it actually creates curiosity for people are like, why am I kind of seeing like a fragmented graphic right now? I'm going to see what Corinda's up to. Click on through, they can see that banner pin that says Black Friday sale on now. And they've also been able to see it in the caption that says Black Friday sale on right now. And so then whenever people are landing on your profile, they are instantly seeing this one thing that you want to draw massive attention to. So there you have it, over to you. I want you to look at your pinned post right now and ask yourself, were you just pinning the most popular stuff? Or do you have pinned posts that make someone feel seen, trust you, or be compelled by you, and then help them to take action to that next step? If not, start to look at content that you can experiment with or create content specifically with the intention to pin it. And do not be afraid to experiment with these pinned posts and actually see which one creates the most action for your business. What post seems to have people connect the most? What post seems to have people be compelled by you to the point where when you get followers or when you get people see your page, you might not have them engaging with that compelling post at all, because compelling posts aren't always necessarily the most engaging. But if you start to see your Instagram creating more success, speeding up inquiries from the time people have found you to the time that they are starting to want to talk to you more or ask questions about your services, you can start to presume that this compelling post is helping more, and also in conjunction with this converting post. If you see people commenting that keyword, getting the lead magnet, inquiring, all of those types of things, you can know that these are working. If not, you can change them out and try something else. And if you want support crafting these posts, if you want support with your Instagram strategy overall and how to actually use Instagram to connect, compel, convert overall, or as I call it, get seen, loved, and selling, and start using Instagram as a place that creates results for your overall business, the Content Mastery Club is your next step. We cover Instagram or social media strategy in detail with templates, examples, my support, our bot besties, and then we cover so much more. Because Instagram is one powerful place in your business to get you seen, loved, and selling, but it also works best for you when you have that compelling brand and when you are sending people to the next step after Instagram that will actually convert. And we cover all of that. You can head to the link in the show notes to see more about the club. But whatever you do, at least head over and check out those pinned posts and make those one of the most powerful tools for your Instagram profile along with your bio like we covered next week. That is all from me. I will see you next week where we are diving into some content and copywriting tips that you could also use on your Instagram, because it's not just what we post, it's also how we say the things we do that can also help supercharge. And I will be diving into some of my favorite how to say things strategies that you can steal for your beautiful biz. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Seen, Love, Selling, Scale podcast. I hope today's episode left you feeling inspired, fired up, and empowered to make serious moves that align with your goals and version of success, both in life and business. If you loved what you heard, head over to www.thisisco.com.au to find all the links and resources mentioned in today's episode. And if you aren't already following the show, make sure you hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode when it drops. I'll see you again next week, same time, same place, same goal to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling. See you then.